Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Gretzky into the slot. He scores! Four goals for Gretzky.
Happy birthday, dear Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky fires. He scores!
Happy birthday to you.
The great one's 51st birthday, and the one thing that he never did in his career was score a goal on you, Jamie McLennan, right? Doesn't he lament that that's the only thing he didn't accomplish?
Yes. I honestly agree that that's what he looks back on his career and says, I didn't beat Jamie McLennan in the few games that I played against him. Although he did get 8 points one night, I lasted 3 goals, and then I got yanked. But he got assists on all three and ended up getting 8 points.
Right, but he still never beat you.
He never
so,
did.
Back to you, Alyonka Larionov. And well, I mean, this will be a huge, and already is a huge, trending issue on Twitter. You'll be working tonight in the pregame for the draft and during the draft as our social media person, right?
Yes, I'll be monitoring all tweets and Facebook and interacting between players and fans and, you know, checking out the trending topics and the hashtags and everything that's going to be happening. But obviously big topics, like you said, of Ovi not being there, it's a huge part of the conversation. But you know, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I think it's about personalities, and Ovi not being there allows for other guys to step up.
You said it was a distraction, right? Do you think it's you think that's why he didn't show up, Anson?
I disagree. I think it's had to do with the suspension. I think Ovi, like you said, has a great personality, and the fans need to see him. It's great for the game. Not many guys are an ultravert like how he is, so I think it's important for him to be there.
So then we should say Crosby should be here too? I'm just putting that out there.
Crosby hasn't played all year.
So I understand, but he's a big personality still,
he is,
right?
But he's out, he's hurt. I mean, Ovi's not.
Come on.
I think it's a difference.
Is this your predisposition to right. support him because he's Russian?
Yeah, I think that's what
no,
it is.
I'm not. I would never support him just because of any type of reason, but I generally think that he loves this type of stuff. He would love
but how's he a distraction, too?
How is he a distraction? Yeah. Because I think he's making a point that he's very into the game this time. This time, he wants to make a point that he wants to be a team player, and he wants to focus
Nobody's
on hockey.
Nobody's into the game. It's the All-Star
it's
game.
The All-Star
it's a
game.
Show.
No, no,
it's
I don't mean the game here. I mean that he's showing that he's dedicated to the sport, he's dedicated to win, and he doesn't want any distractions for himself or anybody else.
Jamie?
I would have rather him said, I'm going to miss the game because I'm going to work on another rap album. Because didn't he, wasn't he rapping the other day?
Yeah, it was pretty.
Okay, so if he said, was. You know what, I want to lay down some tracks, I'm going to skip the game, I would have gone with that. But other than that, yeah, I want him here.
I think it's great. I think he should be here.
If you were playing, would you be big into Twitter?
Of course. Of course. Social media has taken the game to a whole new level. It's a chance for your fans to interact with you personally.
NFL came out a little while ago and said they will allow tweeting, they encourage tweeting during the Pro Bowl. And the NHL has said they want their guys to be tweeting tonight. How far do you think they can take that?
I think NHL is kind of tough. It's hard to tuck your phone in your pants, I think, to tweet while you're on the ice. But
guys used to bug me that I always had my cell phone in my pad sitting on the bench. And a couple of times I actually
did. Wait,
I'll
wait,
admit that.
Wait, one sec. You actually had your cell phone?
One time
you had your cell phone
a long story.
In your pants. No, it's not a long story. It's not a long story.
Before the texting and tweeting, you know, I just forgot it one time.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
He was ahead of his time. That's what he was.
I was ahead of my time. If they would have had Twitter back then, I probably would have been one of the first guys on Twitter.
Yeah, I believe that. You would have been great at it because you were always kind of like the I was going to say wacky guy, but wacky funny guy. You're good with that, right?
A little crazy. A little bit out there.
Right. Okay. Fine. I want to ask your opinion on PK Subban. What can the Montreal Canadiens do with him that they're not doing right now? He sat out all of the second period last night.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's an offensive player. He's a talented hockey player. Leave him alone. Let him play.
I'd have to agree. I think that people are putting way too much pressure on him, and they're focusing on him, and I think that if you just let the guy just let him be, right?
He's an offensive wizard out there, and they're trying to make him a stay-at-home defenseman.
Last word to you, McLennan.
Well, I think they should let him be, but also it falls on him to just step forward and be bigger than all of that. And he's capable of that. I know him. He's a good kid, but he has to be bigger than all of the stuff that's coming on down on him.
I almost want to see him change the scenery because I think he's that good, and sometimes that's a tough place to play when the microscope's on you. Anyway, we're out of time. Why don't you grab your sandwich? You were eating during commercial. I want to see you eat on camera. Don't be shy. And give the microphone back to Alyonka. She'll be holding the microphone tonight. You can see her during the broadcast. Anson Carter, good to see you. It's been a long time.
Good to see you too.
And your clothing line once again?
S1B, SOM.
That's the hoodie you got on right now. And by the way, why are you holding gloves?
It's chilly.
Hold on one sec.
It's cold.
I challenge you next time to a duel on OTR.
I'm in.